Good morning.
早安。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you this matter of Pentecost.
我今天早上要与你们交通到五旬节。
And Brother Sparks used to say that there are four major crises in times.
史百克弟兄说，在时间里面有四个危机。
And crisis mean a very critical moment.God intervened.
这些危机的时候，神就来干涉。
And the first one is the creation.
第一个就是在创造的时候。
In creation, God intervened in relation of His purpose.
在创造的时候，因着神的干涉，这是关乎他的旨意。
And the second crisis is redemption.
第二个危机就是在救赎的时候。
Redemption is the intervention of God to recover His purpose.
就因着神的干涉，就恢复了他的旨意。
And the third crisis is Pentecost.
第三个危机的时候就是在五旬节。
It's the intervention of God to bring in the reality and fullness.
因着神的干涉，就带进了真实。和丰盛。
And the fourth crisis is Christ's second coming.
第四个危机就是基督的再临。
It's intervention of God to restore the universe.
因着神的干涉，他就要再恢复宇宙。
Since Pentecost has such an important position in time.
就在时间里面，因着五旬节是站在一个非常重要的角色。
And it was while for us to consider this feast of Pentecost this morning.
所以实在值得让我们今天早上一同来思考，五旬节。
We're going to read some scriptures.
我们会来读一些的圣经节。
The first one is Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1.
第一个是在使徒行传第二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And this first phrase has a different translation in Hebrew.
在原文里面，在希伯来文里面有不同的翻译。
If you read the literal translation, then this verse should be like this. And in the day of the Pentecost being fulfilled.
你若是读杨氏的翻译的话，它就是当五旬节被应验的时候。
This is not an ordinary Pentecost.
这个并不是一个普通的五旬节。
This is the Pentecost being fulfilled.
这乃是就是五旬节被应验的时候。
This is the Pentecost that God has intended.
这个是五旬节是在神的定义里面。
And this is the Pentecost that is the crisis of time.
这个五旬节就是在那个时间里面的一个危机。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 32.
再读第二章第三十二节。
And this is an important verse.This is the interpretation of Pentecost.
这是一节非常重要的境界，因为这就解释了五旬节。
This is Peter's interpretation or explanation of what had happened.
这是彼得对五旬节他所发生的事情的一个解释。
Then we like to interpret things based on what we heard and what we see.
我们普通我们喜欢用我们所看见的所听见的来解释事情。
But to interpret a spiritual event, we must read interpretation from the Bible itself.
但是我们为了要解释一个属灵的事物的话，我们必须要从圣经里面来看。
And this is how Peter interpreted the Pentecost.
这就是彼得怎么样来解释五旬节。
He said, This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witness. Therefore, having been exalted,to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Verse 36,
第36节。
Therefore, that all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此以色列全家都当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
We know that Feast of Pentecost is part of the Spring Feast.
我们知道五旬节是在春季的一个节期中的一个。
There are four Spring Feasts.
在春季的节期里面有四个。
There's a Passover.
有一个逾越节。
The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
有除酵节。
Feast of First Fruits.
有初熟节。
And Feast of Pentecost.
也有五旬节。
In order for us to understand the meaning of Pentecost,We must look at all four spring feasts.
为了要让我们能够明白五旬节，我们必须要来看看这四个春季的节期。
These four feasts are interconnected.
它们都是互相有关联的。
So we first look at Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们先来看逾越节和无酵节。
In Leviticus chapter 23.
在利未记第二十三章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节和第六节。
Leviticus,
利未记
chapter 23, verse 5 and 6.
第二十三章第五节和第六节。
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover.
正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节。
Then on the 15th day of the same month,There is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread.
这月正月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。
Verse 10.
第十节。
This is Feast of First Fruits.
这是说到初熟节。
Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you enter the land which I am going to give to you,And reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
第十节，你晓谕以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将初熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司。他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇。
Pay attention to the last phrase, on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
请注意是在祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇。
Passover is January 14th.
逾越节是正月十四日。
Sabbath is January 16th.
安息日就是正月十六日。
And first fruit is January 17th.
就是初熟节是正月十七日。
Chapter 23, verse 15.
第二十三章第十五节。
This is description of feast.Of the Pentecost.
这是说描写到五旬节。
You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering. There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. You shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord.You shall bring in from your dwelling place 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of a fine flour baked with leaven as first fruits to the Lord.
第十五节，你们要从安息日的次日，献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了七个安息日，到第七个安息日的次日。共计五十天， 又要将新素祭献给耶和华，要从你们的住处取出细面依法十分之二，加酵烤成两个摇祭的饼，当作初熟之物献给耶和华。
The feast of Pentecost is 50 days after the feast of first fruit.
五旬节乃是在初熟节之后五十天。
Feast of first fruit is a promise of a harvest.
初熟节乃是一个给让我们有丰收的一个应许。
And feast of Pentecost is the harvest itself.
五旬节就是那个丰收。
John chapter 7,
约翰福音第七章
verse 37,
第三十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 37,
约翰福音第七章第三十七节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living waters.
节期的末日，三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
The final portion is Psalm 133.
最后一段，最后一处，我们读诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalm 133.
诗篇第一百三十三篇。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon.Coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
看哪、弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美！这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Let's have further words of prayer.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we once again we thank you for the mercy and grace you have bestowed upon us.
天父，我们实在为着你所给我们的恩典和怜悯，我们感谢你。
So the sinner such as us can come into your presence to enjoy this feast.
叫我们这些罪人能够来进到你的面前，享受这个节期。
Now we open your word. We humble before you.
我们打开你的话语。
And realize unless you shine the light upon our heart, we were unable to speak and hear and translate.
我们谦卑在你的面前，我们承认若不是你来光照我们的话，我们就没有办法说、听和翻译。
We do ask the Holy Spirit to provide the anointing for us this morning.
我们今天早上，我们求圣灵赐下恩膏
，so that we would have an understanding that is not ours.
叫我们能够明白，不是我们知道着自己的。
So we can see through those verses that what your hearts desire for us.
那我们从这些经节里面，我们实在能够看见你的心里所要对我们说的话。
Father, We're not satisfied just to know about you.
天父，我们光是认识知道你，我们并不满足。
We want to have the reality and fullness.
我们愿意经历那个真实和丰富。
Make your will be done this morning.
愿意你的旨意得到成就。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.The first spring feast is Feast of Passover.
在春季里面第一个节期就是逾越节。
And the Passover is the basis for the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
逾越节是无酵节的一个基本。
And also without Passover, there won't be Feast of First Fruit.
没有逾越节就没有初熟节。
feast of first fruit is based on Passover.
所以初熟节也是根据于逾越节。
And without the feast of first fruit, there won't be feast of Pentecost.
若是没有初熟节，也就没有五旬节。
Without the promise of an harvest, there won't be an harvest.
若是没有一个丰庄稼的一个应许，就得不着庄稼。
So we quickly look at those four feasts.
所以让我们很快的来看看这四个节。
And we will focus on how these feasts were fulfilled in history.
让我们也看这四个节期如何在历史中被得着应验。
On the very first Passover,
在第一个逾越节里
they killed a lamb and applied the blood on the doorpost.
他们宰杀了 一只羔羊，他们就要把羔羊的血放在门框上。
And everyone get inside the house.
那每一个人都要进到房子里去。
In order to get inside the house, you get under the blood.
你进到房子里去，你就在宝血之下。
And that night, God will go through the land of Egypt and strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
在那一天晚上，神就要在埃及地里就要巡行埃及遍地，要把所有的长子都杀死，头生的都杀死。
However, when God sees the blood on the doorpost, He will pass this house over.
但是当神看见在门楣上的血，他就会越过这个房子。
This is how this feast was named, Passover.
所以这个节期就是叫做逾越节。
The whole nation of Israel was born again by the blood of the Lamb.
整个以色列国就是在从这个羔羊的血之下再重新得生。
So every year they remember this day.
所以每一年他们都纪念这一天。
They remember that there nobody is better than anybody else.
他们都纪念说没有一个人比任何一个人好。
The only basis for being saved is by get under the blood of the Lamb.
唯一他们能够得蒙救赎的就是在这个宝血之下。
And this is Passover.
那这个是就是逾越节。
Then let's talk about the Passover almost 2,000 years ago.
那我们再说到在2000年前的逾越节。
Do you know that while Pilate examined our Lord Jesus,
当比拉多在审问主耶稣的时候，
at the same day, the priests were examining the Passover lamb.
同时祭司们也在查验献祭的羔羊。
They turned the lamb over. They looked beyond the ear, trying to find any problem with the lamb.
他们把这个羊转过来，看看他耳朵后面有没有什么问题。
And Pilate examined our Lord Jesus to see if there is any guilt.
比拉多就审问我们主耶稣，看他有没有罪。
And finally, after investigation, Pilate concludes by saying that I find no guilt in this man.
所以当比拉多审问主耶稣以后，他就说我查不出他有什么罪过来。
At the same day, priests identify.A Passover lamb.
在同时，在同一天，祭司也在查验了一只逾越节的羔羊。
Jesus was nailed on the cross on the day of Passover.
在逾越节那天，我们的主被钉在十字架上。
When Jesus sat on the cross, it is finished.
当我们的主耶稣在十字架上说成了。
At the same time, the veil in the temple was torn.From top to bottom.
在那一天，在圣殿里的幔子就从上到下裂为两半。
Now there is an open and living way into the Holy of Holies.
现在就为我们开了一条又新又活的道路，直到至圣所。
From the first Passover until the Passover being fulfilled, there are 1500 years.
从第一个逾越节到那个逾越节被应验那一天，有1500年。
Year over years, the Jews were waiting for the Passover lamb.
年复一年，这些犹太人就在那等候那个逾越节的羔羊。
The blood of the sheep and goat can only roll over the sins to next year's.
这些羔羊的血不过只能把他们的罪污带到下一年。
It cannot take away the sin of the world.
他们没有办法除去世人的罪。
But when Jesus came,
但是当主耶稣来的时候
,John said the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.
施洗约翰就说这是神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
So this is how the Passover was fulfilled.
这就是那逾越节怎样的被应验。
Passover was January 14th.
逾越节是在1月15号。
And January 15th is the beginning of Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这刚刚是1月14号那正月15号就是无酵节。
During this feast, for 7 days, the Jews shall eat unleavened bread.
在这个节期里犹太人要吃无酵饼七天。
On the first day, they shall remove leaven from their houses.
在第一天他们就要把所有的酵从他们家中除去。
Leaven represents corruption and inflation.
酵就说到败坏和膨大。
Our human nature is corruptible and inflatable.
我们这个人的性情乃是是败坏的，也是容易被膨胀的。
Once we say through the Passover, we shall purge everything that is leaven from our life.
当我们经过了这逾越节，我们就需要把在我们生活里面的这些酵都要除去。
If anyone in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things has become.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is really one feast.
这逾越节和除酵无酵节其实就是一个节期。
Passover is about the work the Lord has done for us.
逾越节说到神为我们所成功的工作。
And Feast of Unleavened Bread is our response to Passover.
那这无酵节就是我们对神这个逾越节的一个反应，一个回应。
Then 2 days later, January 17 is the Feast of First Fruit.
在两天之后就是初熟节。
So on the day of first fruit, the priest supposed to go out into the field.
所以在初熟节的时候，那个祭司就要出去到田里。
It's the beginning of the barley harvest.
这是大麦出熟的时候，刚刚开始出熟的时候。
And the whole field may not mature yet.
在这个整个田里面，也许都庄稼还没有成熟。
The priest was to find the first fruit.
但是这祭司要去寻找那个出熟的果子。
So on that day, before dawn.
在那一天，在在清晨。
And priests went to the field near Jerusalem.
所以祭司就会在耶路撒冷城外的田里面去。
They look at the barley field.
他们就在大麦的田里面
查看。They're waiting for the sunrise.
他们就等那个太阳出来。
When the sun began to rise, they can see a little bit.
当太阳刚刚升起来的时候，他们就可以看到一点。
So we look at that field and try to find if any barley is ready.
他们就在田里面在那边查看，说是不是有任何的大麦是已经成熟了。
Well, they were in the field looking for the first fruit.
当他们在田里面在那个在查看去出熟的果子的时候，
they felt a little earthquake.
他们就感到有地震。
Do you know why the earthquake?
知道为什么有地震吗？
Because angel rolled away the stone away from the tomb.
因为天上的使者就把大石头滚开，从坟墓的门口滚开了。
Just as the priest looking at the first barley.
就是当祭司们正在那边寻找出熟的大麦。
God raised Jesus from the dead.
神就把我们的主耶稣从死里复活，叫他从死里复活。
And Jesus became the first fruit.
我们的主耶稣就成为那出熟的果子。
And this is feast of first fruit being fulfilled.
这就是那出熟节被应验了。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡人睡睡了之人出手的果子。
Then 50 days later.
那五十天之后
，is the Pentecost.
就是五旬节。
Is the harvest time.
就是庄稼收成的时候。
Now it's more than just first fruits.
这不仅是不再只是出熟的果子。
It is harvest time.
这乃是庄稼收成的时候。
So this time the priests will gather enough sheaf, enough grains.
在这个时候，祭司就可以收到许多的禾捆。
They will bake 2 loaves of bread.
他们就会烤两个饼。
As they put the bread in the oven, they bake the bread.
当他们把那个饼放在烤炉里面烤的时候
，At the same time, there were 120 disciples praying in the upper room.
在那个时候，有120个人在楼上的那房间里祷告。
It's the same time.
那就是同样的时候。
The priests were preparing for the loaf.
祭司在那边预备那个饼。
God is preparing the 120.
神在那边预备120个人。
Finally, the loaf were ready.
然后这个饼就烤好了。
The priest will pull the bread out of oven.
祭司就把饼从烤箱里拿出来。
And they took the fresh bread, step outside of the door of the temple.
他们带着这两个新鲜烤出来的饼就到圣殿的门口外。
Then they will wave the bread.
那他们就在那边摇一摇。
So the aroma of this bread will fill the street of Jerusalem.
那这个这个饼的新鲜的香味就充满了耶路撒冷的街道。
People that smell this aroma will know there is a harvest.
当人闻到这个香味的时候，他们就知道庄稼收成了。
Just as the priests were waving the bread,
当祭司在那边摇这个饼的时候
，Here came 120 disciples out of the upper room.
在这个时候，120个人就从那楼上的房间出来。
Speaking in tongues of the mighty deed of God,
他们就用方言说出神伟大的工作。
And there were 3,000 saved that day.
那在那一天就有3,000人受洗。
And Jerusalem was filled with the aroma of this fresh bread.
那整个耶路撒冷就充满了这个新鲜饼的香气。
This is the feast of Pentecost being fulfilled.
这就是那五旬节被应验了。
Now you can see how these four feasts are connected.
所以你现在可以看见这四个节期是如何的连接在一起。
Without Passover, you cannot have Feast Unleavened Bread.
没有逾越节就没有无酵节。
Without Passover, you will not have the Feast of First Fruit.
没有逾越节就没有出熟节。
Without the First Fruit, without Christ being risen from the dead, there will be no Pentecost.
没有出熟节，没有基督从死里复活，就没有五旬节。
Now I would like to go on and share about what about the spiritual meaning of Pentecost.
那我们现在就要来交通，那这个五旬节属灵的意义是什么呢
？There are 3 spiritual meaning of this feast.
在五旬节有三个属灵的意义。
The first one is we are baptized in the Spirit of life.
第一个就是我们就浸在生命的灵里。
The second meaning is we are baptized in the spirit of unity.
第二个就是我们浸在合一的灵里。
The third meaning is we are baptized in the spirit of power.
第三个就是我们浸在这圣灵的大能里。
First of all, we are baptized in the spirit of life.
第一个就是我们浸在生命的灵里。
In John, Jesus.Was saying that anyone who is thirsty.
在约翰福音，主耶稣就说，若有人渴，人若渴了
，Let him come to me and drink.
可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
During that time, the Jews have this custom.
在那个时候，犹太人有这样子的规矩。
They believe that when the day the glory of God returns to Israel, there will be water flowing out of the temple.
他们相信说，当以色列的君王的荣耀回来的时候，就会有水从圣殿的门槛下流出来。
They waited for thousands of years.
他们一再的待等，等候了几千年。
They still have no water flowing out of temple.
所以还是没有水从圣殿的门槛下流出来。
Therefore, they wait for this water.
他们在等候这个水。
In order to remind themselves, they will draw water out of the pool.
他们为了要提醒他们，他们就从水池里来取水。
And they will take the water and carry water up to the altars and pour the water at the foot of altars.
所以他们就从池里取水了以后，把这个水就带到祭坛那里，然后在祭坛面前就把它倒出来，让这个水从祭坛那边流出来。
They did this every day.
他们就这样每一天这样子做。
During the Feast of Tabernacle.
在这个节期的日子里。
They did this every year.
他们每一年都这么做。
Year in and year out, there is still no water flowing out of the temple.
年复一年，他们还是没有水从圣殿里流出来。
Until John the Baptist showed them the different way.
直到施洗约翰告诉他们有另外一条道路。
When John the Baptist come,Instead of drawing water from the pool, John baptized people in the river of Jordan.
施洗约翰不是从池里来拿水，但是他却是在约旦河里来来施浸。
Because the water in the pool will never flow.
因为在池子里的水永远不会流动。
And only the water in the river of Jordan will flow.
只有在约旦河里的水才会流动。
Therefore, the people were baptized in the river of Jordan by John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰就在约旦河那里来给人施浸。
But where does the water of river of Jordan came from?
那这个约旦河的水是从哪里来的呢？
The water came from Mount Hermon.
这个水乃是从黑门山来的。
Mount Hermon is 9,000 feet above the sea level.
这黑门山乃是海拔9000尺。
And It has seasonal winter and the spring snow.
他们有冬天下雪跟春天春雪。
So snow covers most of the peak most of the time.
这个他们的山峰总是被白雪所遮盖着。
Water is at the Mount Hermon.
这水是从黑门山。
And how can this water be accessed by people living on the plain?
在平地里的人，他们怎么能够来支取这个水呢？
It is this river of Jordan.
就是借着约旦河。
The river of Jordan will bring water all the way from Mount Hermon to the ground.
那这约旦河就把黑门山的这个雪水一直带到平地。
In the same way, Jesus baptized us in Holy Spirit.
同样的，主耶稣也把我们施浸于圣灵里。
Water symbolizes life.
水就说出生命。
Where is life?
哪里有生命？
Life is in Christ.
生命乃是在基督里。
But Christ is in heaven.
但是基督乃是在天上。
Who sit on the right hand of God.
乃是坐在父神的右边。
How can we access this life which is in heaven?
我们怎么能够来支取这在天上的生命呢？
Holy Spirit is like the river of Jordan.
圣灵就好像那约旦河。
We bring this life all the way from the throne to the ground.
就把这个生命从在那个宝座上的生命带到我们这。
On the day of Pentecost, this river flow into the upper room.
在五旬节那一天，这个河流就流到那个楼上的那个房间。
And Jesus baptized 120 disciples in the river.
主耶稣 就把这一百二十个人都浸于在那个河流中。
This is the meaning of Pentecost.
这就是呢五旬节的意义。
We're baptized in the Spirit of life.
我们乃是浸在生命的生命圣灵里。
Do you know that on the day of Pentecost, God gave Israel the law?
你知道在那一在五旬节那一天，神把律法给了以色列人。
So in, on Pentecost, they also celebrating the giving of law.
所以在五旬节那一天，他们也是也来庆祝他们的律法。
But for 1500 years, Israel proved that no one can fulfill the requirements of the law.
但1500年过来，他们就以色列人就证明他们没有一个人能够来守律法。
But when on the day of the Pentecost being fulfilled.
但是当五旬节那一天被应验的时候
We have the life
我们就有了生命
That can satisfy the requirement of the law
就能够来满足这个律法的要求
This life abides in us
这个生命住在我们的里面
This is a real miracle of the Pentecost
这乃是那五旬节真正真实的一个
In Old Testament you see Holy Spirit
在旧约里面你看到圣灵
You see Holy Spirit came upon Samson
你看到圣灵降在参僧的身上。
But then Holy Spirit left Samson.
但是圣灵就离开了他。
Holy Spirit came upon people in Old Testament, but Holy Spirit would depart also.
圣灵能够降在人的身上，但是他们又会离开。
Therefore David prayed, do not take your Holy Spirit away from me.
所以大卫就祷告说不要把你的灵离开我。
On this day of Pentecost being fulfilled, Holy Spirit came and dwelt in us.
在五旬节那一天，在五旬节被应验的那一天，这圣灵就降下来住在我们的中间。
Holy Spirit find a home in us.
这圣灵在我们的心里找到一个居所。
He abides in us.
他住在我们的里面。
This river of living water is now flow within.
这个活水的江河就在我们里面涌流。
This is the real miracle of the Pentecost.
这乃是五旬节那天的一个真实的一个奇迹。
So the first meaning is we're baptized in the Spirit of life.
所以第一个意思，五旬节的意义就是我们浸在生命圣灵里。
Second, we're baptized in the Spirit of unity.
第二个就是我们浸在合一的灵里。
The church was born on the day of Pentecost.
教会乃是在五旬节那一天诞生的。
Church is not an earthly organization.
教会并不是一个地上的一个组织。
You cannot put together an earthly organization and call it church.
你不能把一个在地上的组织放在一起，然后你称它为教会。
Even 12 disciples, you put them together, it is not a church.
就是你把那十二个门徒都放在一起，他们还不是教会。
So you will find that in the last day of the Lord Jesus, he prayed earnestly about the unity of his disciples.
所以你知道主耶稣最后为门徒祷告，他迫切地为着门徒的合一祷告。
Because unity is impossible without the Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵，合一是不可能的。
You look at these 12 disciples.
你看看这十二个门徒们。
You find Peter and Andrew.
你看到彼得和安德烈。
They're brothers.
他们是兄弟。
But one is very noisy, the other one is very, very quiet.
一个是比较热闹，一个是非常安静的。
So you thought that these two will have no problem.
你想他们一定没有问题。
One will talk, the other one will listen.
一个拼命的说话，一个不断的说话，一个就一直听。
But one day the Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
所以有一天彼得就问主耶稣说，主啊。我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢
？Up to seven times.
到七次可以吗
？So even Peter and Andrew has problem amongst them.
就是在彼得和安德烈中间，他们仍然有问题。
If Peter has problem with Andrew, and how much more problem Andrew will have with Peter?
若是彼得有觉得安德烈得罪他，你想安德烈对彼得会有更多的问题。
Then there's another brothers. John and James.
那另外一对兄弟就是约翰和雅各。
today our impression of John is a lovely, lovely brother, right?
今天我们想到约翰的时候，他就是一个非常可爱的一个弟兄。
But the Bible say, these brothers are sons of thunders.
但是圣经称他们为雷子。
They thunders all the time.
因为他们常常打雷。
Actually, there was an example of their thundering.
但有圣经上就记载了一个他们打雷的情形。
One day, when they passed the village of Samaria, and the village did not receive Jesus.
有一天他们经过撒玛利亚，那撒玛利亚人没有接待主耶稣。
These two brothers said to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to command the fire come down from heaven and consume them?
他们就这两个兄弟就跟主耶稣说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们。
Do you want to be in the same church with these two brothers?
你愿意与这两个弟兄在一个教会里吗？
If they didn't look right at you, they would ask the Father to come down with fire to consume you.
若是他们看你不顺眼的话，也许他们就要求神把火从天上降下来。来烧灭你。
How can they be one?
他们怎么能够是合一的呢？
And there is Simon.
那这个有西门。
Simon is zealot.
他是费瑞党的西门。
It's a pet patriot.
他是非常爱国的。
Who hate Romans.
他非常恨恶罗马。
They advocate a violent withdrawal of Roman Empire.
他倡导要用武力来推倒这个罗马。
They resist the effort of Romans.
他们要尽力的来抵挡罗马一切的努力。
And there is Matthew.
那还有马太。
Tax collectors.
他是税吏。
It worked for Romans.
他是为着罗马政府工作的。
Make a living.
他是这是他的工作。
How can Simon and Matthew to be one?
西门跟马太怎么能够合一呢？
Simon is like Republican.
所以Simon 西门好像共和党。
And Matthew is like Democrat.
那马太就像民主党一样。
I want to collect tax.
他要收税。
So how can a Republican and Democrat to be in one?
那这共和党跟民主党怎么能够成为合一呢？
We hope they will become one in the next 48 hours.
所以我们实在很希望他们在未来的48个小时之中能够成为一。
If they cannot be one in the next 48 hours, we're all in troubles.
若是他们在未来48个小时里也不能够有合一的话，我们就惨了。
How can this disciple to be one?
那这些门徒们怎么能够合一呢？
It is impossible without the work of Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的工作简直是不可能的。
On the day of Pentecost being fulfilled,
在五旬节那一天被应验的时候
12 disciples become one.
这十二个门徒就变成一。
When Peter stood up,
当彼得站起来的时候
for no other reason, the 11 disciples stood up.
没有原因的其他十一个使徒们也都站起来。
It would never happen before.
在过去根本不可能的。
Even Philip stood up.
就是腓力也都站起来了。
3 years with Lord Jesus.
他们三年与主同行。
They could not become one.
他们不能够成为一。
But on the day of Pentecost.
但是在那五旬节那一天。
They stood as one person.
他们站起来如同一人。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
All those who had believed become one.
那一切所有相信的都成为一。
They were together and had all things in common.
他们住在一起，凡物公用。
That's the only time in history the communism works.
这是在唯有在历史之间，唯有一次那个共产主义是可适用的。
They sold their property and possessions.
他们都卖了田产和家业。
They're sharing them with everyone who has need.
找个人所需用的分给个人。
And day by day, they continuing with one mind in the temple.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里。
They're breaking the bread from house to house.
且在家中擘饼。
They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of hearts.
存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
is this a miracle?
这个是不是一个奇迹？
Many pay attention to the winds and noises and fire.
我们常常都是注重于大风、响声和火焰。
Yes, they're part of Pentecost.
是的，那个是五旬节的一个部分。
And because they're part of the presence of our Lord Jesus.
因为那个乃是说出我们主耶稣的同在。
But the unity of saints is a real miracle of Pentecost.
但是圣徒的合一乃是五旬节的一个真实的奇迹。
I believe on the day of Pentecost being fulfilled, the angel on heaven all looking at the unity of the saints.
我相信当五旬节被应验的那一天，所有的天使在天上从天上往下看，看见看查看圣徒的合一。
Angel are very used to wind, noise, and fire.
天使他们都很习惯于这些大风、响声和火焰。
Because they were in the presence of our Father all the time.
因为他乃是在我们的父神的同在之中。
But now on earth there is something unique.
但是今天在地上有一些非常奇特的事。
The unity of saints.
这乃是圣徒的合一。
And you have never seen before.
这是天使从来没有看见过。
In entire human history.
在人类的历史里面。
So this is the real miracle of Pentecost.
所以这个乃是五旬节一个真实的奇迹。
They're baptized into the body of Christ.
他们乃是浸于一个身体里。
The church was born.
教会诞生了。
This is the second meaning of Pentecost.
这是五旬节的第二个意义。
The third one, we are baptized in the spirit of power.
第三个就是他们浸在圣灵的能力里。
It is very clear that Peter and disciple do not have power.
非常清楚的，我们可以看见彼得和那些门徒们都是没有能力的。
They were scattered when Jesus was captured.
当主耶稣被抓的时候，他们都跑分散了。
They saw the empty tomb.
他们看见了那个空的坟墓。
They heard the good news from Mary, who saw Jesus.
他们从玛利亚那看见主耶稣的玛利亚那边得到了一个好的消息。
So you think they should have power now?
所以你想他们也许有能力了。
No, they still shut the doors for fear of the Jews.
但是他们仍然关着门，因为害怕犹太人。
And Jesus appeared to them.
主耶稣向他们显现。
Show them both his hands and his side.
把他的手和他的肋旁显给他们。
And the disciple rejoiced.
门徒们就喜乐了。
But even after this,
就是这样子。
After they saw the hands and the side of our Lord Jesus.
就是在他们看见主耶稣的手和肋旁之后。
Peter took disciple to fish.
彼得就带着门徒们去打鱼。
Why you do this?
你为什么要这样做呢？
If you see in your eyes the hands and side of our Lord Jesus.
若是你亲眼看见主耶稣的双手和他的肋旁。
Will you still go fishing?
你还会去钓鱼，还会去打鱼吗？
But Peter did.
但是彼得却这样子。
He brought disciples with him.
他还带着门徒们一起去。
They do not have power.
他们没有能力。
Even they have seen the power of resurrections.
他们虽然看见了那复活的大能。
The power is not even them.
但是这个能力却不在他们的里面。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus asked them to stay in Jerusalem.
所以我们的主耶稣要他们留在耶路撒冷。
To wait for the promise from Father.
等候父所应许的。
And they will receive that power.
然后他就应许他们必要得到这个能力。
When Holy Spirit has come upon them.
但是将圣灵降临在他们的身上时候。
And they shall be his witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the outermost part of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做主耶稣的见证。
Therefore, the meaning of this Pentecost is to receive power.
所以五旬节的这个意义乃是就得到能力。
But there is a purpose for this power.
这个得到能力是有一个目的的。
This power is not for us to show off.
这个得到这个能力不是叫我们来显露我们自己。
This power is not to display how spiritual we are.
这个能力不是叫我们让人看见我们是多属灵。
This power is for us to witness to serve.
这个能力乃是叫我们来做见证，来服事。
A great example of speaking in tongues.
这有一个很好的例子，就是说方言。
Speaking in tongues is for the purpose of gospel preaching.
说方言乃是为着来传讲福音。
During that time, Jews from all over the world gather in Jerusalem.
在那个时候，犹太人在从各地的犹太人都来聚集在耶路撒冷。
They came from different places, some from Rome, some from Turkey, some from Greece, some from Libya, some from Egypt, all over the place.
这些犹太人从不同的地方来，也有的也许是从罗马来的，是从利比亚来的，从希腊来的，从各个埃及来，从各个地方他来的。
They spoke different languages.
他们说不同的语言。
So how can you preach to so many people using so many different languages?
那你怎么能够像这么多的人说不同语言的人来传福音呢
？For this purpose, God gave them the gift of speaking in tongues.
为着这个原因，神就给他们说方言的这个恩赐。
So they spoke their native language as they preached the gospel to them.
当他们在宣讲福音的时候，他们用他们的乡谈来说话。
Even more amazing,
更奇妙的是
was what happened when they heard the gospel.
乃是当他们听见这福音的时候。
Bible says they were pierced to their heart.
圣经就告诉我们，他们听见了就觉得扎心。
And they said to Peter and the rest of the disciples, brothers, what should we do?
他们就对彼得和其余的门徒使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
This is gospel preaching by the power of Holy Spirit.
这个乃是被借着圣灵的能力所宣讲的福音。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot find a worse audience than those Jews to preach gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，你们没有办法找到比犹太人更糟糕的福音听众了。
You don't want to preach gospel to those people.
你不要向他们传福音的。
Because Bible said that their heart was hardened.
因为圣经告诉我们，他们心里是硬的。
Their eyes were closed.
他们的眼睛是闭着。
Their ears become dull.
他们的耳朵是发沉的。
How can you preach gospel to this kind of people?
那你们怎么能够向这样子的人来传福音呢？
They have killed prophets.
他们杀害了先知们。
There were those who cried, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
他们乃是那一般人在说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
How can you preach gospel to this kind of people?
你们怎么能够向这一般的人来传福音呢？
But on that day, they were pierced to the heart.
但是在那一天，他们听了就觉得扎心。
They said, "Brothers, what should we do?"
他们就问说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
This is the real miracle of Pentecost.
这个是五旬节的一个真实的奇迹。
Yes, speaking in tongues is a miracle.
说方言是一个奇迹。
But the real miracle is the work of Holy Spirit in conviction of sinners.
但是真正的神迹乃是圣灵在那边做定罪叫畏罪畏义审判自己责备自己的工作。
And it's the Holy Spirit that convict them.
这乃是圣灵在那边定罪他们。
Nobody can do this work.
没有一个人能够做这样的工作。
All the prophets cannot do this work.
没有一个所有的先知都没有办法做这样的工作。
All the disciples cannot do this work.
所有的门徒们也没有办法这样子做。
We cannot convert the heart of a single person.
我们没有办法转变一个人的心。
But on the day of Pentecost, everyone who heard the gospel has their heart pierced.
但是当五旬节那一天，众人听见了福音，就都觉得扎心。
This is the spirit of power.
这个是圣灵的能力。
This is the real miracle of Pentecost.
这个是五旬节的一个真实的奇迹。
So how do we experience the Pentecost?
那我们如何来经历这个五旬节？
We have to go back to the spring feast.
我们必须要回到这些春季的节气。
The spring feast tells us how do we experience the Pentecost.
在春季的这些节期里，就告诉我们如何来经历五旬节。
We must experience the feast of Passover.
我们必须要来经历这个逾越节。
Without Passover, there will be no Pentecost.
没有逾越节，就没有五旬节。
How do we experience the feast of Passover?
我们怎么能够来经历这个逾越节呢？
We must stand under the blood of the Lamb.
我们必须站立在羔羊的宝血之下。
Brother and sister, today is about where we stand.
弟兄姐妹们，今天乃是在于我们的我们所站的地位。
If we stand outside of the blood of the Lamb,
若是我们站在羔羊血的之外，
we will be sifted by our enemy.
我们就会被仇敌来筛我们。
If we stand under the blood of the Lamb, there is no condemnation.
若是我们站在羔羊的血之下，就没我们就不被定罪。
No one is better than anybody else.
没有一个人比任何一个人好。
We are all sinners saved by grace.
我们都是罪人蒙主恩。
And also we feast upon the Lamb.
我们在这边就享用羔羊。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
We share Lamb with one another.
我们彼此享用羔羊。
We share Christ with one another.
我们彼此分享基督。
This is.Experience of Feast of Passover.
这个就是经历那个逾越节的经历。
Brothers and sisters, where are you?
弟兄姐妹们，你在哪儿？
Are you still under the blood of the Lamb?
你是否仍然在羔羊的血之下呢？
Have you been accused by enemy?
你是否被仇敌所控告呢？
Get under the blood of the Lamb today.
回到羔羊的宝血之下。
We must experience the Passover before we can experience Pentecost.
我们必须经历有逾越节的经历，我们才能够有五旬节的经历。
Without the feast of unleavened bread, we will not complete the Passover.
没有这个无酵节的经历，我们也没有办法完全的经历逾越节。
How do we experience?The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那我们怎么来经历这个初酵节呢？
We must purge the leaven from our life.
我们必须要把在我们生活里的这些酵都除去。
How do I purge the leaven in my life?
那我怎么样把我生活里的这些酵所除去呢？
Holy Spirit will reveal to us where is the leaven.
圣灵会来启示我们，告诉我们哪里是那个酵。
As Holy Spirit show us.The leaven, we must purge them from our life.
当圣灵来显明这个在我们生活里的酵的时候，我们就必须要除去它。
Brothers and sisters, are there any leavens in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生活中有酵吗？
Do we let the old leaven to remain in our heart?
我们是否让那个旧的酵仍然停留在我们的心中？
Can we continue to eat the leavened bread?
我们是否继续在那边吃有效的饼呢？
We must purge the leaven for our life in order for us to experience the feast of Pentecost.
我们必须要在我们生活中除去这些效，好叫我们能够有五旬节的经历。
Then there's the feast of first fruit.
那再来就是有初熟节的经历。
Feast of first fruit is the key to Pentecost.
初熟节也是一个五旬节的一个关键。
It's a promise for a full harvest.
它乃是来应许我们有庄稼的丰收。
We must experience the feast of first fruit.
你必须要经历这初熟节。
Peter's explanation of Pentecost is that Christ, God has made Jesus the Lord in Christ.
彼得的解释就是神已经立主耶稣为主为基督了。
In other words, the exaltation of Jesus.Is the base of Pentecost.
这就说到耶稣的被高举乃是五旬节的一个基本。
We must exalt Jesus Christ in our personal life.
我们必须在我们个人的生活里高举基督。
When Jesus is truly the Lord of your life, you will experience the reality of Pentecost.
当耶稣真的在你的生活中为主为基督的时候，你就要来经历五旬节的经历。
Is the Lord Jesus in first place in our life?
是不是主耶稣基督在我们的生活中是为首的？
But the most amazing things in the universe is that a group of people they experience the feast of first fruit together.
更奇妙的是，在这个宇宙里面，有一般的人，他们经历了一同有这个初熟节的经历。
Like those 120 disciples in the upper room.
就像那120个人 人在楼上的房间里。
They were all with one accord at the same place.
他们乃是同合一的在一个地方。
They have been through the cross. They have experienced the death and failure of their natural life.
他们经过了十字架，他们有了死的经历，他们也看见他们天然生命的一个失败。
God has used the valley of the shadow of death to purge many weakness from their life.
神就用这个死因幽谷的经历，把他们生活里面许多的软弱都除去了。
They have witnessed the power of resurrection. They have seen the first fruit.
他们经历了那个复活的能力，他们也有了那个看见人的出手。
When they gather in the upper room, Christ is their head.
当他们聚集在那个楼上的房间里的时候，基督是他们的头。
They have no personal desire and ambition whatsoever.
他们没有个人的思想或者个人的雄心大志。
They experience the feast of first fruit together.
他们一同的来经历那初熟节。
And this.It's amazing pictures.
这是一个何等精密的一幅图画。
As described by Psalm 133.
那就像在诗篇第133篇所描写的。
And Christ is the head.
基督是头。
And 120 become a body.
120个人就成为了一个身体。
They hold on to the head.
他们都是持守元首。
They experience This feast of first fruit.
他们一同来经历这个初熟节。
They exalt the Lord Jesus.
他们高举主耶稣基督。
Therefore, when the Father pour out the Holy Spirit on the head of our Lord Jesus.
所以当天父把圣灵浇灌在我们主耶稣基督的头上。
Like the precious oil on the head of Aaron.
就好像那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
And this oil.Coming down to his beard.
那这个膏油就流到他的胡须。
This precious oil coming down to the edges of his robe.
这个贵重的油就一直在流到他的衣襟。
This is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
就是在五旬节那一天就是如此的发生了。
It is very natural.
这是非常自然的。
Just like what this was described in Psalm 133.
就像在诗篇133篇所描述的。
It is as natural as the dew of Hermon coming down on Zion.
就是那样的自然，好像黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
There is no effort on the part of Mount Zion.
在锡安山它并不需要努力。
And the dew of Hermon will come down on Mount Zion.
这黑门的甘露就降在锡安山。
And Zion, being Zion on his place, will receive the dew of Hermon.
锡安山就因着他的位置，他就领受了黑门的甘露。
When we were together, we uphold our Lord Jesus our head.
当我们聚集在一起，我们来持定我们的元首基督。
We stand in this ground.
我们就站在这个地位上。
And the precious oil was coming down to the bier and to the edge of the robe as natural as the dew of Mount Hermon.
这个贵重的油就像黑门的甘露一样，那样自然而然的流到胡须，流到衣襟。
This is how we experience the Pentecost.
这就是我们如何来进入五旬，经历五旬节。
The brother and sister is quite simple.
弟兄姐妹们就是这样简单。
It's about Passover.
就是逾越节。
It's about where we stand.
说到我们的所站的地位。
If we do not stand under the blood of the Lamb, we will not experience the feast of Pentecost.
若是我们不站在羔羊的宝血之下，我们就不会经历五旬节。
It is about the feast of unleavened bread.
也是就是除酵节的经历。
If we do not purge the leaven from our life, we will not experience the feast of Pentecost.
若是我们不除去我们生命中生活中的酵，我们就没有办法经历五旬节。
Are you free from leaven?
你是不是已经除去这些酵了呢？
Individually, we must exalt Jesus as Lord of our life.
在我们个人的生活里面，我们必须要高举基督。
Is Jesus Christ in first place in your life?
主耶稣是不是在你生活中是为首的呢？
Is Jesus Christ in first place in our church life?
主耶稣基督在我们教会生活里面是不是为首的呢？
If we can answer this question properly today,
若是今天我们能够来回答这些问题，
we will be in a place where God commands a blessing which is life forever.
我们就站在那个地位上，乃是有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time of sharing.
天父，我们为着这个交通的时候，我们感谢你。
We acknowledge how limited our words are.
我们承认我们话语是何等的有限。
But I will pray the Holy Spirit will interpret this word in our hearts.
我们恳求圣灵在我们的心里来向我们解释这些话。
It's not enough to have knowledge.
知识是没有什么用处。
It's not enough to have customs.
光有习惯没有什么用处。
It's not enough to have temples.
光有圣殿也不足够。
We need reality.
我们需要实际。
We pray that today you will show us the real meaning of Pentecost.
我们恳求你今天向我们启示五旬节真实的意义。
Create a thirst in our heart.
在我们的心中创造一个饥渴。
To desire the experience of Pentecost.
来渴慕经历五旬节。
Father, we are at your mercy.
天父，我们求你来怜悯我们。
Without the work of Holy Spirit,
没有
no one can convince anyone else.
没有圣灵的工作，没有一个人能够来显明另外一个人。
Therefore, we once again ask for your help.
因此，我们再一次来求你帮助我们。
Being that helper to us.
成为我们的帮助。
Being that comforter to us.
成为那个应许的圣灵。
Being that abiding anointing to us.
在我们的里面内住的圣灵。
Teach us in all things.
在一切的事情上来教导我们。
We pray in your precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.